Okay, today is 9/18. This is chart review once again. This is going to be patients that were seen at Texas Emergency Hospital on the 16th of September by Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y. First patient is EF. He's a 2-year-old child seen with URI and cough symptoms. Swab tests were negative, treated really conservatively. Left message for family to call me back. Oh, the swab test was positive for COVID. Patient was not treated, was sent home with conservative measurements, and their family broke to call me back. Next patient is PT, is a 50-year-old male with URI. Swab tests were negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome. Patient also was having all sorts of problems like shortness of breath, stuffy nose, cough, chest pain, leg pain, arm pain. For this reason, a full cardiac workup and lab work was done, including chest X-ray and EKG. They were all within normal limits. Was sent home with no meds, and the phone number was disconnected. Next patient is SW, is a 56-year-old woman, comes in with a migraine headaches. Patient was treated with Zofran and Toradol with the resolution of the headache. No CT or other workup was done. No one answered the phone when called. Next patient is JW, is a 38-year-old male with a finger injury. X-rays were negative. Patient required the lacerated thumb was closed without any difficulty, and but left and the phone number didn't. No one answered at the phone to leave a message. Next patient is MC, the 21-year-old with vaginal bleeding. She's pregnant. Your analysis shows blood. Of course, HCG was done. Now, this gentleman comes. Amoxicillin. Was happy with the care received. Next patient is LJ. Is a anything bad? Yeah. Okay. LJ is a 9-year-old female with fever, earache, sore throat, and body pain. Diagnosed with strep pharyngitis, treated with amoxicillin, and sent home. The family was very happy with the care received. Next patient is TM, is a 22-year-old with vaginal bleed. She's pregnant. She had blood work, urinalysis, and ultrasound. Everything was within normal limits. She was told to follow up with the specialist. She said the doctor was too sleepy and seemed like she didn't care. Patient was discharged at 2 in the morning. Workup was complete, nevertheless. Next patient is ZF. He's a 20-month-old baby. with URI, swab tests were negative, diagnosed with the titus media, treated with amoxicillin. Family very happy with the care by Dr. Maroney. Next patient is LH, 17-month-old with cough, congestion, diarrhea, diagnosed with URI. No treatment. Left message for family to call me back. Next patient is CS, is a 54-year-old with chest pain, workup including cardiac workup, EKG, chest X-ray, BNP, D-dimer, all negative. Cardiologist was called, and the patient refused hospitalization, but hospitalization was offered, and patient is going to follow up on outpatient basis. Was very happy with the care received. Next patient is JL, 25-year-old with a sex toy in the rectum. It was sent to HCA where the foreign body was removed. He was very happy with Dr. Maroney, but didn't like the folks at HCA because they didn't feed him on time. Next patient is RG. He's a 17-year-old with a right shoulder pain. X-rays were negative. Patient was sent home with Motrin. Phone number was busy. Next patient is GM. He's a 22-year-old with a rash, with numerous tick bites, a rash consistent with ECM, in parenthesis, erythema chronica migraine. Subsequently given rifampin and doxycycline for Lyme's disease. Patient had left the wrong number in the emergency room. Next patient is SB, 30-year-old with dental caries, treated with amoxicillin and sent home. Bad number was left in the emergency room. Next number, BL, is a 69-year-old with vaginal bleeding, burning, itching. Urinalysis was negative. Rocephalin was given in the emergency room, metronidazole and diflucan. Patient is now at her PCP's office, but was happy with Dr. Maroney's care last night. Thank you.